I'm Daryl Sims with Black Saints for Today's World. In 1580, St. Peter Claver was born to black parents in Barcelona, Spain. As a young man, he joined the Jesuits and was sent to South America, where he was ordained a priest. His love of service to the slaves of the New World has inspired people for hundreds of years. While the terrible history of African slavery in the United States is widely known, many are not aware that millions of Africans were also shipped as slaves to various places in South America. Cartagena, in what is now Colombia, was a major slave depot when young Peter Claver arrived. Moved with compassion for these uprooted Africans, Peter set out to lessen their suffering. Peter Claver ministered to the slaves from the time they first landed on the dock, lonely and confused. Sharing much of their pain and squalor, he gave them food, medical treatment, and encouragement. He also kept track of the slaves as they were sold to various plantations and mines, traveling from place to place to attend to their needs and assuring them of God's love. It is estimated that hundreds of thousands of African slaves became Christians through Peter's loving care and instruction. Putting the adage, "Action speaks louder than words," into practice, St. Peter Claver said, "Before we can speak to anyone with our lips, we must try to speak to them with our hands." Peter Claver was canonized in 1888 by Pope Leo XIII. To this very day, the example of St. Peter Claver remains an inspiration to all of those who work to defend the powerless against the wealthy. St. Peter Claver, pray to God for us. For more information about Black Saints, Popes, and Martyrs, visit www.cdow.org.